Tommy, good to talk to you again about ladies football. You're the Galway man that knows everything about Donegal and Kerry. Listen, it's been an interesting championship to say the least, but one thing we know this weekend, it's do or die for these two counties, Tommy.
Yeah, it is. And I suppose Donegal, you know, are coming in after the back of that, what some people would call a shock defeat to Galway, but I think there's never too much between Galway and Donegal over the years, but I think what will worry Maxi Curran is the concession of, you know, we call them soft goals, to be honest, to start of the second half last weekend, you know, to concede those three goals in 2 minutes. It's a killer punch for any team. And, you know, I'm sure something Maxi will be working on during the week, tightening up that defence, and particularly with the kickouts, you know, that they don't give away possession and get penalised. Kerry probably possess one of the best forwards in the country in Louise Niewarak-Hurthy. She scored 2-7, Oisín, as you remember, against Galway out of 2-10. So I'm sure Maxi and the lads will be doing a bit of work to keep her quiet next weekend.
Yeah. The only thing about this championship is you don't have that much time on the training pitch to sort of rectify problems and issue, given it's week on week, Tommy.
No, you're so right, Oisín. And then you have to take into consideration, you know, we're playing through a heat wave the last, you know, couple of games. And I presume next weekend will still be, may not be quite as hot, but certainly energy sapping for both Donegal and Kerry. And, you know, that takes on its own issues as well as, you know, for hydration. And trying to keep the girls, I suppose, in good shape, coming up to the game, during the game and after as well, you know. But, you know, we're really looking forward to this game. I mean, as you said, it's a winner-take-all. Donegal need to win. But I think the most important thing is Donegal have to look after their own patch next weekend. You know, they are coming in after that, you know, disappointing result against Galway. But, you know, it's not that they're gone, but it's just how they have coped during the last week and how they've, Maxi has managed to get the, you know, the attitude back and get the appetite right for this weekend's clash.
You've watched Donegal now on several occasions, commentating for Galway Bay and indeed for Highland Radio Sport as well. What has pleased you about Donegal? What's the factor in their game that could give them the edge over Kerry this weekend, do you feel, Tommy?
Yeah, well, I've been watching Donegal over the last number of years, and I think, you know, Maxi has brought them to a level now where they probably play as good and exciting brand of football equal to any ladies team out there. Okay, if you take Dublin out of the equation, who are, you know, really, really the team to beat for everyone. But Donegal, they play a fast, open brand of football. And, you know, up front, you know, in Karen Guthrie and Geraldine McLaughlin, they probably have two of the best forwards in the last number of years, not alone in Donegal, but in the country. And they are hugely exciting to watch, Oisín, as you know. And if they get enough of the ball and they get enough of space inside, you know, they just torment any defence. And I just think Donegal's all-round, you know, starting 15, you know, have that little bit more edge than Kerry. Kerry would be disappointed having lost to Galway by the narrowest of margins, but also having lost to Meath the week before in the Division 2 League final, where, you know, they simply didn't turn up at Croke Park. But, you know, you can't take away from Meath in that either, because they're an up-and-coming team as well. So, look, Donegal, pound for pound, player for player, are as good as what's out there. It's a little setback to lose to Galway last weekend, but maybe it's a blessing in disguise, maybe, for, you know, some of the players and for Maxi, that, you know, they're going to have to work that little bit harder, tighten up a little bit in defence, and not to give away any soft goals, as we call them, because, you know, they really, really, you know, to turn around and concede three goals last week in 2 minutes, it meant like that they had to score 10 points, you know, to overcome that, and that was never going to happen on a very energy-sapping day in Markovitch Park.
Yeah, well, Maxi has said this throughout the course of this year and last year, that this is now the sort of period where Donegal have to step up and be a match for the bigger teams, and you have to stop, I suppose, mistakes happening like what happened the last day. So when you go into a sort of game now that has the magnitude of this, with a quarter-final berth at stake in the All-Ireland Series, you cannot be making mistakes anymore. You can't have a repeat of the last day or what has happened in previous big games for Donegal, Tommy.
Correct. And you alluded to it there. I mean, speaking to Maxi after the Cork defeat, he was very disappointed to lose that game. Felt that Donegal should have won it. But again, go back to the concession of goals, which probably, you know, just killed off that Donegal challenge at certain times during the game. So, you know, there's no doubt about it that there's a fantastic midfield pairing for Donegal in there. And there's certainly, six forwards up there that can trouble any defence on any given day. And I think the two most crucial players that we mentioned already, Guthrie and Geraldine McLaughlin, if they get enough of ball, Oisin, you know, they will score, they will torment any defence, you know, and they're a joy to watch when they're in full motion. And it's great to see the two of them combining together and not taking away from the other forwards. But, you know, they are the key players. They are the girls that have an eye for goal. They are girls that can score from open play and from play as ball. So I think a lot will hinge on their performance the next day, but without putting too much pressure on them. But, you know, Donegal have, as you say, a good start in 15. They have good girls to come on off the bench as well. So, you know, I think Maxi will be disappointed after last weekend, but you know that goes out the window probably on the Sunday when they get to had a look back at the game, got themselves into the recovery situation during the week. I'm sure there wasn't too much training going on, heavy stuff, and it was just about, you know, getting the mindset right. They're going to Tuam on Saturday. They know the ground so well. They've been there a couple of times already this year, and it's been kind to Donegal over the years as well, for the most matter. And look, we're looking forward to that game, and you know, in my opinion, Donegal are certainly a few points better than Kerry on any given day. But as you rightly said earlier, it's championship. There's no second chances. This is the last game. If you don't win it, you're out.
Yeah. Just finally then, I'll throw the curveball at you, Tommy. What happens if it ends in a draw?
Yeah, I think because Galway beat Kerry by a point, that takes care of that game. And Galway beat Donegal the last day, I think it was 3-11. To 110 or something. The final score eludes me now at the moment, but I think we'll go down to scoring difference between Donegal and Kerry. I don't see it ending in a draw. I think Donegal will be that little bit stronger for Kerry. I saw Kerry play Galway, and Kerry, you know, they come out of the blocks. They had played a game in the league final the week before they played Galway, so they were a little bit more match practiced and had a little bit more tempo going in. They used it in the first half. They led only by 2 points after having dominated in the first half. But again, Galway came out in the second half and put their A game together. And, you know, Kerry simply had no answer. And as I said, Louise Ni were her peak. She scored 2-7 out of 2-10. And Kerry didn't score for 20 minutes of the second half. So I think if Maxi has a look at that game and has a look at the stats on that, he'll find that, you know, this Donegal team have every chance of beating Kerry and getting themselves right back into contention for the All-Ireland Series.
Okay. Listen, Tommy, many thanks for joining us, and enjoy the action over the weekend.
Pleasure, Oisin. Thank you.